This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Best guesses are that each and every one of us generates 1,000 tidbits of data every day, not even by doing anything special either, just by walking around, using a map on our smartphones, yelping the closest sushi restaurant, and then broadcasting our location on Facebook. You get the idea, right? Companies love all that data, and we've told you about the industry that's cropped up to store it all on big server farms out there. Today, Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith takes things one step further with the companies that help retailers analyze our data and put it to use.
So, let's say you're a fan of that old TV show, The Beverly Hillbillies.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
So, you go online and buy a Jed Clampett millionaire T-shirt. That purchase just created a little bit of data. Companies pay for data like that every day. Two-thirds of companies are now collecting data on their customers. But once they've got it, what do they do with it? Many of them don't know, says Andreas Weigand. He directs the Social Data Lab at Stanford and Berkeley. He says data is the fuel of the future economy.
Social data is the new oil. But in order for oil to be actually useful, we need refineries. Who is extracting stuff out of these raw data that allows us to get value out of it?
A lot of companies, actually. The data analytics industry is currently worth at least $5 billion and is growing at a rate of nearly 60% a year. That has attracted big companies like IBM, Dell, and Hewlett-Packard to the business, and specialty companies, too.
Sandy Steyer, CEO of 1010 Data.
1010 Data analyzes data for the New York Stock Exchange, Coke, Vitamin Shoppe. It uses everything from sales receipts to social media to help companies boost profits. Discount retailer Dollar General came to 1010 Data in 2008, hoping to make sense of the data from its 10,000 stores.
First of all, they realized that their stores were not open the right hours.
Steyer says the data showed some Dollar Generals saw heavy sales right up to closing, meaning they should extend the store's hours. 1010 Data also showed Dollar General what products customers purchased together, like certain brands of soda and chips. And it turns out Dollar General wasn't the only one interested in that information. The retailer saw a little black gold in them thar data.
It occurred to them that they could share their data with their vendors.
Share for a price. Dollar General sells the data it gets from 1010 Data to its vendors, like Pepsi and Unilever. Those companies can see how their stuff is selling, and if they pay Dollar General a little bit more, they can see how their competitors' stuff is selling. Again, 1010 Data's Sandy Steyer.
This data is so valuable that companies are willing to pay Dollar General, which means that their data infrastructure, if you will, becomes a profit center rather than a cost center.
Dollar General didn't want to talk about its burgeoning data business, but soon many companies will realize the data they collect is a tradable commodity, like oil.
We're going to see a lot more companies sell their data in different ways.
Benjamin Wu heads data consulting firm Neuralytics.
The economics and I think the trade and the value of data is going to change dramatically over the next 10 years.
So the T-shirt maker will sell data indicating your love of Jed Clampett to a company that sells DVD box sets. That company might show you an ad for the Beverly Hillbillies DVD box set the next time you check your email. And suddenly, that piece of raw data has been refined into marketing gold.
To the ground come a bubbling crude, oil that is.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.